Welcome to Animal University campus. We have a library of interviews with fascinating people, and you know, they're all gifted, they're all cutting edge, all very passionate about their chosen fields. I'm Joyce Leek. I'm the founder and director of Animal University and its campus, and I'm thrilled to introduce Mary Kennedy to our listeners. Now, Mary Kennedy is a transformational breath worker, certified by the International Breath Institute. She holds a Doctor of Holistic Health from the Clayton School of Natural Healing, and Mary is also a canine massage provider. She teaches classes in holistic support for animal wellness. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to Mary today is because I am fascinated about breath work, and I want Mary to share with us what it's all about. So, Mary, what is breath work?
Well, Joyce, hi. Glad to be with you today. What is breath work? If you've ever heard of rebirthing or holotropic breathing from the 70s and 80s, transformational breath work has its roots in rebirthing. What is breath work? Breath work is a system of healing. Actually, it's quite profound. Who would have thunk it that you could do this with your breath? But when you think of the breath as prana or life force, and you breathe in a conscious, connected way, as we call it, with an intention, a high intention, then you raise your frequency because the breath is a high frequency. So that's a very beginning of an explanation.
I think that's a great explanation. I can visualize what you're sharing with us. It makes sense to me. Now, is this something that I would do once a day, twice a day? Is this a regimen that people need to follow?
I usually do some breath work every morning about 30 minutes myself. But I wasn't able to just start out and jump into it by myself, because what happens is, when you are breathing in this way, the whole idea is that it's an activated breath. And because it's a high frequency, the breath is a high frequency, what's going to happen is you're going to stimulate denser frequencies in your body, or negative thought patterns or negative emotional patterns held in your body. And they're going to entrain, in other words, be attracted up to the higher frequency of the breath. So chances are you're going to have some kind of physical sensations. You may have emotional things come through, like sadness or anger. And so typically what happens if you are new to breath work is that you'll start breathing, and something subconsciously might bump up against something that doesn't feel so good. And so you'll all of a sudden think, oh, I have to go water the plants. And you'll just stop doing the breath work and just have to get up and go water the plants. Kind of like if you're new to meditation and it's very hard to sit still with yourself and your thoughts. It takes a while. So that's why with breath work, it's best to have some facilitated sessions first, so that you can work through these blockages, these areas of being stuck, and the facilitator helps you to move through these issues or these energy patterns in the body, and then your breath becomes more open and free.
So it's dependent upon how much stuff, if you will, you have clogged within your system that contribute to these blockages or these stuck issues. It depends on their density or their, density might be the kind of a visual word, as to how many times or sessions it would take to help to clear this out. Or does that make sense?
It does make sense. And you know, everybody's different. It's like a homeopathic healing. It's layers of the onion skin. Mm-hmm. So you go through the first session and you take away one layer. It's like with box flowers, anything like this. You know, you go through the next session and you take away the next layer. You know, every session is different. The first session, you may just not feel anything but just bliss, just complete peace. And the next session, all of a sudden, well, what's that? there's a little sadness coming through. It doesn't matter what, where it's coming from. It's just in you and wants to come out. So that, you know, the whole idea is to breathe and surrender. All your job, the client, all their job is to breathe and surrender. The facilitator is there to help move them through it. But the beauty of this is that I, the facilitator, am not leading the client. It's up to the client, and it's their process. I'm just there to support and make sure that the person is feeling safe and surrendering to the process. Does that make sense?
It sure does make sense. Mm-hmm. And you know what makes sense is that this is just an extraordinary subject. It really is. And we have only, oh, my gosh, we're not even hitting the tip of the iceberg. I know there's so much more. So I'm assuming that you share with people about this. You teach classes. You talk one-on-one. How do we get started?
Well, what I've been doing is I will have a group, like an introductory group. And we'll do some, I'll describe the breath work and what to expect. And, you know, sometimes I have 10 people, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on where this is. And people will breathe for about 40 minutes. And it sounds really weird. I know, it's like, how can you breathe with intention for 40 minutes? Well, it's very interesting because after about 10 minutes, the breath starts breathing you. And so you're not even aware, or you're not, it's not work. It becomes natural. It's very interesting how, because you go into an altered state.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much altered state work. And so I go around to each client in the group and work with each person as much as I can, but a lot of times people want to come themselves to a private session with me because mm-hmm. then, you know, you can really allow yourself to experience whatever it is you want to experience without a group.
Yes.
You get one-on-one attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that causes you to move deeper, you know, much deeper into the issue or the letting go. It's quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Mary, I thank you so much for doing this work, and I'm thrilled that you were willing to share it with our listeners. You know, you're an inspiration, and I really want everyone to feel comfortable to contact you, and I want them to know that you're really genuine in the work that you're doing. So, you know what? I'm hoping that our listeners will contact you. And one way to get in touch with you is through Animal University, the campus. Our website is www.animaluniversitycampus.com. If you go on there, you can meet Mary. You can exchange information with her. You can get connected with her and do this for yourself. It's been a pleasure to have this opportunity to be with you today. I'm Joyce Leek. Gosh, we have more interviews, more podcasts for everyone to listen to. So avail yourself to Animal University Campus, get connected, be in the know, get started. Thank you.
Thanks, Joyce.